This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for sports fan and you. You can visit PenFed.org for more details. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning, and Johnny Cake Sawville.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everybody.
Is it the eve already?
Sure.
Yes.
Day before. Good
day
enough.
Before, just like as soon as you wake up on Christmas Eve, it's Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Doesn't have to be actually in the evening.
I think you're right.
I thought it did.
I think you're right.
No.
I think it would be Eve Day. I don't know.
No, this is Thanksgiving Eve.
Well, I do know, very important, because we are doing basically Friday's show on Wednesday.
Yes.
That we're going to talk movies with Kevin McCarthy.
Good.
Find out if there's anything worth seeing this Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes.
We're also going to have Dave Richard on.
Yes!
Talk fantasy football.
Very good.
9 o'clock, getting closer and closer to fantasy football playoffs.
They're looming. They're right around the corner.
And Brandon Lang's going to be on.
Oh,
winners. All of a sudden, Brandon's back on the show. He must be on a hot streak.
Interesting how that works.
So Brandon Lang will join us at 9:40. Plus, we have our boy Barry Trotz, head coach of the Caps at 8. So we got a big show.
Yeah. Caps have a game tonight at Cap One Arena against the Sens. Their traditional Thanksgiving Eve game.
I legitimately thought I wasn't going to be here last night. The weirdest thing. Feeling perfectly healthy, perfectly normal day.
JP.
Had dinner.
Hey, JP.
Kind of wind down the evening, watch some TV.
Mm-hmm.
Got in bed, and the room started spinning on me.
Mm.
That only happens to me when I'm inebriated.
Right.
I didn't have a drink.
It's no bueno.
I brushed my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I took my Crest mouthwash that protects you against gingivitis and plaque. Swirled that around for about 30 seconds.
I stick to Listerine.
Laid in bed, and all of a sudden, I started having the room spinning.
What is
it? What the hell is
food,
going on? I don't know.
Food poisoning?
You have vertigo. I'm going to diagnose. Dr. Cakes has diagnosed
you. And I still feel a little
vertigo.
I feel almost buzzed. You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird state.
Yeah, maybe you have some virus or something.
And I did feel queasy, like I was going to maybe throw up.
Right.
I get queasy when I read in the car.
Yeah, you can't do that.
If I'm a passenger,
some people can
I
do
read
it
in the car.
Others can't.
But I hadn't even been on my phone. It was just the weirdest out-of-nowhere thing. And then started feeling a little clammy. So I don't know if it was coming down with the flu. You were talking about your son being dehydrated. I started thinking, all right, maybe I haven't had enough water. So I just went to the sink, started pounding some water. Too lazy to
sounds,
go downstairs.
Sounds like some sort
glass.
Of virus is what it sounds like. But who knows? You woke up, you feel better, but still not right.
Definitely not right.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking, I don't know if I should drive.
Yeah. Did you have any issues?
No, I just kind of concentrate, suck it up a little bit.
Right. Well, that
I mean,
sucks.
I do a radio show. It's not like the hardest thing to do.
No, but
to
driving.
To work.
But driving.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to drive off the side of the road.
Slightly altered state. I don't know what it was.
I don't know. I think it sounds like cake swiper, right? You have vertigo or some sort of virus or something. Definitely possible.
You're David Duvall.
What about just food poisoning? Could it just be food poisoning? What'd you
Could
have for
be.
Dinner? What'd you have for dinner?
I had rotisserie chicken and salad.
Mm. Any vomiting, nausea? Any of those symptoms?
It felt like it for a second.
A little bit. And then I just did some deep breathing in bed and just tried to relax.
I mean, here's the definition of vertigo, medical condition where a person feels as if they or the objects around them are moving when they are not. Often it feels like a spinning or swaying movement, maybe associated with nausea, vomiting, sweating, or difficulties walking.
Yeah.
Typically worsened when the head is moved.
Head wasn't moving once I hit the pillow.
Vertigo is the most common type of dizziness.
Yeah.
Very weird. The only thing I think of is, and it makes no sense to make this connection, what was different in my day? I had a teeth cleaning. I went to the dentist.
I doubt that had anything to
doesn't
do with it.
Doesn't make any sense.
I doubt that had anything to do with it. It's probably just a virus.
Good report from the dentist? Any cavities?
Actually.
Any issues?
No issues. I did get a false sense of security about root canals. I've never had one in my life.
Right.
And in this conversation, I'll get to the bad news. I said, well, my worry is I'll eventually have to get a root canal. A lot of people get root canals. EB's mm-hmm. had root canals. My mom's had root canals. Everybody says it's very painful.
It's not that bad.
Well, she said the odds are if you have not had a root canal by the time you're 25, you probably aren't going to have a root canal. However, 6 months ago, I go to the dentist every 6 months, which you're supposed to do. 6 months ago, I got a false sense of security when the dental hygienist said, you have some great gums. I never floss. And I maybe had flossed two times in 6 months, and I got this clean bill of health saying that my gums looked good.
You thought you were bulletproof.
In fact, I remember specifically she said, you have the best gums I've seen all day.
Wow.
That was only 12 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah.
But I just said, man, you must have had some people with bad gums because I don't floss. And she said, well, your gums look great. Yesterday, inevitable, because after getting that endorsement,
you ignored
them. I said, well, now I don't have to floss.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the two times you didn't floss made the difference.
I was just told that my gums are amazing, so let's just not floss. And yesterday, they do some grading. A 1, 2, or 3 is healthy.
Yeah.
A 4, now you're on the bubble towards unhealthy gums. And apparently I've got a 4 in some areas.
You're sliding backwards.
So I got the floss lecture.
Well, you know, you could fix
that. Not only
that.
The floss lecture, I got the you should move from a manual toothbrush to the
electric
toothbrush.
I have the silly electric. My wife has electric is silly. It's improved my gum health 100%.
Which kind do you have?
I think everyone has the Sonic, the Philips Sonic.
Sonicare or
everybody
whatever.
Gets that.
She recommended, apparently Oral-B has one. She said Oral-B's electric toothbrush, that's for people who don't brush their teeth. And she said, believe it or not, I was thinking of AWOT. She said, some people come in here and they brush their teeth about once every 3 days.
Oh,
yeah, it's unbelievable. I don't know how people do that.
Once every 3 days?
Hey, I haven't seen AWOT yet this morning. Maybe he's busy brushing his teeth. It's making him late.
You can floss your teeth for just like if you haven't done it for a while, you can floss your teeth in like 3 or 4 days and your gums will boom. They'll snap back into silly health.
Right.
Unless you just have a catastrophic mouth. You know what I mean? Like it's just a big disaster. But if it's just a little off and you kind of neglect them a little bit, you get back into flossing them in like a week, you'll be silly.
She actually said that the first 2 weeks after the cleaning, because the cleaning was so great, it's the most critical time to floss because I guess you get your gums all healthy and ready to go before the bacteria sneaks in there.
Right.
Because all of a sudden you have gaps in your teeth that didn't
I have
exist.
So many gaps in my teeth.
Right. So the gaps had been filled by plaque, but they take out all the plaque.
It's just gross. You're grossing me
and
out.
So
now.
She says floss. And of course, last night I didn't floss. So what I did is I just compensated by using the Crest like a maniac.
Right.
You should really floss like every 2 or 3 days. Not just every
yes,
week.
She told me the goal is twice
because,
a week.
Because if you ever floss.
Well, I do it every day. I have to.
If you floss and you think about like all those food particles that you get like from the back of your teeth that they're stuck between them.
Yeah, I mean,
if you ever smell those things, those are probably some of the grossest things ever.
You really should if you have old man teeth like I do, you really should floss almost after every meal because you just get chunks that get stuck in there.
Yeah, and they get all smelly.
Well, beyond the smelly, they're horrible
Why
to have that in there.
Are you smelling them? Are you actually flossing and then taking the little
particle? As soon as you take it out, you can smell it.
No, it's not a conscious effort, but sometimes you can get a whiff of it, and you're like, wow, I really need to
you just don't want those chunks in your gums.
It's making my breath hurting.
Yeah. Well, it's horrible for your gums. You just want those big chunks
I bet you AWOD has so many chunks in his teeth.
Oh, his is so gross. He's just a gross kid.
So you believe no correlation between the dental visit?
No, I think you got a virus.
Vertigo.
I think you got a virus.
Hicks puts me on vertigo.
I've got you on vertigo.
Vertigo
is
a virus,
early
right?
Call. I don't know if it's a virus or not.
I think it's like a
medical condition.
I think it's like an inner ear thing. Yeah, it's usually some sort of virus that caused that. I think. So yeah, you're a little bit sickly.
What did AWOD end up having when we called 911?
Vertigo.
He had vertigo.
I mean, that was like the day after Rabel ripped a few shots off his body. Was that when he went to the hospital for that one?
Yes.
And we thought our career might be over?
Thought he maybe had been concussed.
Yeah.
I never thought our career was going to be over. He probably decided to sign a waiver.
We didn't sign a waiver. That was the whole thing.
Oh, but nobody signed a waiver?
Nobody signed a waiver.
He might have just had to sign the waiver.
No. He didn't sign nothing.
That was kind of stupid on our
nothing.
Part.
Yeah.
Skip the lawyers.
We skipped everything.
Yeah,
we
dumb.
We went out there.
That is dumb.
Had a guy fire 100-mile-an-hour lacrosse balls at him.
He could definitely die.
It was entertaining, though.
Oh, I was entertained. Don't think I wasn't. But he could definitely, if one hit him directly in the helmet, I mean, the minimum could give him a bad concussion.
Well, one definitely did.
Yeah, I know.
He bounced off his head, and then the next day, he had an anxiety attack.
He's so stupid. How would you know if he had a concussion or not?
That's the thing. That always protected us. He's always stupid, Doc. He's no different today than he was 3 days ago.
That lacrosse ball going 110 off the dome, it didn't really affect him.
Right.
How could it?
Right.
Look at the kid.
So Cakes' guy, LeVar Ball, of course, was on CNN and having this back and forth with Donald Trump, and it just continues. Drab handed us the tweet this morning, I guess, that Donald Trump sent out towards LeVar Ball. He won't let it go. Neither of the guys will let it go. He goes, it wasn't the White House, it wasn't the State Department, it wasn't Father LeVar and his so-called people on the ground in China that got his son out of a long-term prison sentence. It was me, all caps. Too bad. LeVar is just a poor man's version of Don King, but without the hair. Just think, LeVar, you could have spent the next 5 to 10 years during Thanksgiving with your son in China, but no NBA contract to support you. But remember, LeVar, shoplifting is not a little thing. It's really a big deal, especially in China. Ungrateful fool. By the way, Trump is taking advantage of the longer Twitter now.
Of course he is.
By the way, he's pretty much spot on. You can't really argue with that one. I mean, people could quibble about a lot of things with Donald Trump. You can't really quibble with those two tweets.
I definitely agree with the end. Shoplifting is not a little thing. It's a really big deal because it did seem like LeVar was poo-pooing the shoplifting.
Right, of course.
I think it's a joke that he wants his credit. And he puts, it was me, but that's Donald Trump. That's the president.
Well, he's just being honest with him.
Tell Donald Trump to have a great Thanksgiving because Big Baller is.
That's your guy. That's your guy's guy.
He entertains me.
Can't wait to get the shirt if I ever get it.
Oh, you're waiting. You're doing a lot. All you're doing is waiting.
He's busy, Cakes.
You really should. Busy. Did you tell them that you work in radio and that you're going to expose them? I mean, it's really a joke. It's fraud.
I sent them
an email. Do you know for a fact
email.
That you've been charged? You got to figure that out.
100% fact. No, I can go back and check.
Because sometimes what they'll do is it's like on a hold, and then when it comes through, then they charge you.
Okay, that's possible.
Because, but if they've charged you and you don't have a T-shirt for 3 months later, that means, they're stealing from you.
I know I have a confirmation email, and then after a month passed, I sent that email, forwarded it over with a two-sentence note saying, hey, I'm still waiting for my shirt. By the way, I do a radio show that's actually televised, and it would look great to wear the Big Baller brand gear on TV. They then responded and said, sorry for the mix-up. We'll send you a new shirt. If by chance you get the other shirt from
send
the original
back.
Order, send it back.
And you've got neither.
I've received zippy shirts.
Wow. You need to call them during the show.
Ball control.
You need to call them during the show today. It's ridiculous. They're stealing from you.
I don't think there's a phone number.
Well, then,
like
then
a customer
you need...
line is just an email.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's just a black hole. They have no customer service
He's
department.
He's got some sort of Ponzi scheme going on.
You can't let that occur. That's
I mean,
crazy.
Let's be honest. Have you ever walked around and seen anybody in Big Baller brand gear?
Only the balls. But you have to contact them.
Yeah, it just hasn't been high in my
priority list. Go follow a report with the Small Business Administration or whatever it is. Right? Can't you do
with
that?
The Better Business Bureau?
Yeah. You got to do that. They're running some sort of scam. If they stole $50 from you, I'm way more irritated than you are by it. It's amazing to me that you're just so passive about
because
it.
Because I believe that I will get it at some point.
No,
it might be in
January. It's been proven now you're not going to get it unless you are proactive.
When did you place the order again?
It was like 3 months
ago. The original order was in September.
Yeah, you're not going to get it.
The follow-up email, I believe, was right around my birthday, which is October 28th. It might have been the 29th or it might have been the 27th. I just remember it was right around my birthday.
They're stealing from you.
I was giving them the rope to say 10 business days, November 10th-ish, should have arrived.
You got to follow up. I can't believe you're letting him just whore you like that. They're completely stealing from you.
It does not make sense.
Hey, maybe 2019 you'll have a Triple B t-shirt.
I'll have a Triple B t-shirt when they finally move those boxes out of the hallway that just sit there.
I can't believe you're so resigned to it. Yeah. All right. I feel like the show has gotten off to a terrible start. We have no energy, nothing.
Everyone just kind of wants the day to end.
Yeah.
So they can go home and enjoy the weekend.
We gotta pick it up.
Cakes just told me I got vertigo.
I think you might.
Cakes, do a deep eddy that you brought in.
No, I can't. I can't do that. I can't fire a vodka shot down my gullet at 6:15. Are you crazy?
We got to pick it up.
All right, we have Kevin joining us at 7, so you can bully him. My wife actually asked me yesterday, "Do you feel bad bullying Adam?" She goes, "Eric, he's really terrible at it.
Tell her it's not bullying. Tell her it's show content."
She said that I was like the 3 seed. That it was you two mostly.
Again, it's show content.
She felt bad for him. She went to VCU.
I would not qualify it as bullying.
Yeah, no,
it's really show content.
Yeah, I don't know. If you want to call it bullying, I think it's bullying, and it's fine.
It's definitely bullying.
Somebody has to be the bottom rung on the ladder.
Yeah, I'm
around here.
I'm okay with it.
I told her he brings it on himself.
Yeah. I'm okay.
We don't create his lies. He lies.
By the way, why is he not here? Why is he not here 20 minutes into the show starting?
Because he's late.
He's at 7-Eleven.
What? Why didn't he go at 5:45?
Is he bringing coffee for everybody? Hopefully.
Definitely not.
What's he doing at 7-Eleven? Being late to the show.
He's late every day.
He's spending the money that he doesn't have.
Text him and tell him I want the biggest cup of coffee that they have if he's still there. He's gone. There's no chance he's still there.
That was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. So annoying. All right. Kevin's going to be on at 7. We got Barry Trotz going to be on at 8. We got Dave Richard at 9. And we got Brandon Lang at 9:40. Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.